Is Irish law strong enough to make sure corporate or white-collar crime is punished? Can grooming of a child in order to sexually assault them be prosecuted? And can laws be drawn up to punish bullying across the internet? That's some of what's proposed by the Law Reform Commission. They look at how laws can be changed in their fourth programme of proposed law reform. Finola Flanagan is a Law Reform Commissioner and she's in our studio this morning. Thank you very much for coming into us. The Attorney General, Máire Whelan, said in launching your proposals that it's essentially an insult to democracy if there's a perception out there that white-collar criminals get away with it. Is the current law strong enough in your view?
Good morning. As you say, we've launched our fourth programme and one of the topics on it is the issue of corporate offences and regulatory enforcement. And in deciding the 11 topics that we have chosen, we consulted extremely widely with all sectors. And one of the things that came up repeatedly was this question of the adequacy of corporate offences and regulatory enforcement. In Ireland, apart from the criminal law generally that deals with corporate offences and so forth, we have economic regulators such as the central bank, and then independently we have sectoral regulators, the Environmental Protection Agency, for instance, the Irish Medicines Board. We have regulations for energy and communications and so forth, and these all have their own separate schemes in individual laws that govern their activities. Matthew Elderfield, who spoke, communicated with us about this, thought that there was a lot of scope for examining whether there were deficiencies in the law, such as the range of offences. There's a criminal offence of fraudulent trading, for instance, but not an offence of reckless trading. Fraudulent trading requires proof of an intent to defraud. But reckless trading, where a company incurs liabilities without a reasonable ground for believing that they'd be able to pay their debts, that offence has not been created. So we will look at such matters at this stage without coming to a particular conclusion at this stage.
But if there weren't gaps, there really wouldn't be any need to explore, would there?
Exactly. There are matters such as sentencing, appeals and so forth that all need to be examined to make a proper, comprehensive and robust system.
You're also proposing a look at laws surrounding sex offences against children and possibly a law against grooming. Tell us more.
This was something that came up raised by practitioners largely. And here we will look at substantive and procedural law on sexual offences concerning children. The Department of Justice and Equality is carrying out its own investigation of sexual offences. But one of the things that we might look at is this question of grooming or maintaining a sexual relationship with the child. One of the complaints by practitioners was that you have to frame an indictment dealing with all specific incidents. But here you might have some form of offence that was possibly a preventive offence.
So there is no such offence as grooming under criminal law at the moment?
Not at the moment.
You're also proposing laws, for example, in relation to cyberbullying and making it unlawful. Explain to us about that.
Well, this again was something that came up repeatedly. It's very topical, and the question is whether existing laws are designed to deal with the new digital world that we live in, where cyberbullying, as we all know, causes great distress for children, and it's not clear that what goes on
and adults too,
and adults too, but it's not clear that the whole world of social media is understood entirely by adults. So you have these instant communications that are worldwide, possibly anonymous information can be manipulated, and it is very important that we address this and that laws remain up to date and capable of dealing with developments.
What happens to your proposals now?
We're coming to the end of our third programme, which ran from 2008 until 2014, and about this time last year, in anticipation of beginning a new programme, we consulted, and we have already, in fact, started scoping some of these projects, such as the corporate enforcement, the corporate regulation project, and the cyberbullying. So that what we chose were projects which we think are of particular relevance based on what we heard heard, and also hopefully projects that we can complete within the term of the current commission, which will end in 2015.
Fionnuala Flanagan, Law Reform Commissioner, thank you for coming into our studio this morning.